Well, hello, and welcome back to another episode of Teaching with Quintessa. Today, we will be reflecting on technology in the classroom. So make sure to go grab that cup of coffee, because we're about to get started. I hope that was a cool, calm, and collected introduction for you all, because we are diving into a pretty big topic. So we're talking about technology uses in a classroom, specifically how we can use them to help students stay engaged, the importance of the self-discovery process for students, as well as how us teachers can make sure that we're using technology correctly. This is a lot to try and cover in one episode, especially an episode for less than 10 minutes long, but we're going to get through it together. First things first, let's talk about how we can use technology tools to keep students engaged during class. I feel like a lot of teachers struggle with this, especially when we get to the college level. We see a lot of lectures and we kind of gravitate towards using a pen and paper. However, there are a ton of great online resources to keep our students engaged. Just an example that I want to give you all is virtual tours. You can use Google Maps or Google World or any other app that does similar things. I can link some down below. But the point of these is the fact that you can have your students discover the world, a destination, a town, or even just your classroom. And it's really important because it gives our students a real-world connection. You're going to need a real-world connection in any of your lesson plans, and so starting there and planning out a lesson isn't a horrible idea using one of these tools that I just named, because it's going to give you that aspect right away, and it's going to allow students to have a self-discovery process, which is also super important. On the topic of self-discovery, we're going to talk about that next. I just want to make sure that you all know that the tools that I mentioned for these virtual tours, they can actually be applied in any classroom. Don't let them scare you off because they lend themselves towards geography or anything like that. I'm actually a math teacher and I've found ways to use these in my classroom. For instance, Google Maps and things like that. You can always do distances. You can always have them create a town under certain guidelines. It's really easy to connect these things to word problems, which do have a real world application. And so I want to make it really clear that a lot of technology tools we think can only be used in one way, but a lot of them can actually be used in anybody's classroom. If you have any questions, totally feel free to leave a comment and I can help you out with a way that you can use it in your content area. Unfortunately, we just don't have time in this episode for me to cover every content area. And if I get enough questions about it in the comments, I can make an entire episode about that. I just don't want it to overpower this one because we have other important topics to get to. One of those topics being the self-discovery process. I learned about this process in the class that I'm actually currently enrolled in, which is EDUC 331. And it's basically a process where students get to use a tool, whether that be linked to technology or not, and they get to kind of figure out how they're supposed to use it, what they're supposed to do with it. And this can be fantastic, especially with our younger generations. They've grown up with technology, so they're actually better at figuring out apps right off the bat and things like that than I would say our older generations are. For instance, I'll even go into a younger student's classroom and they know more than I do. And we only have a 10-year difference. But what's special about this is that they can not only teach us teachers something because of how used to technology they are, but they can also discover so many things. Technology doesn't really have a limit, and most apps have so many components that if students fully understand what your goal is for them to understand, they can dive deeper on their own and keep discovering more and more without our help. Through learning how to self-discover, which is fantastic. It takes learning not only from the classroom but to home and to anywhere that they actually have access to technology. This means that the self-discovery process has actually become an important life skill. If students are able to pick up a piece of technology in their daily lives and use a tool that's been given to them on it without the help of somebody else, that's going to help them get jobs in the future. It's going to help them be promoted at their jobs in the future and anything along those lines, just because there's so much technology used in our society today. However, there is a downside to the amount of technology used in society today. This brings me to my last point about how us as teachers, we need to make sure we're using technology correctly. Anything that's online is going to be there forever, and that's an important thing for our students to know. And it's also part of our job to make sure that if we're having them use any apps or tools online, that we know what information is being given away of our students, and we need to make sure that our students are protected and have privacy while using technology. We also need to understand that a lot of our students are going to be using technology outside of our classroom. And this brings me to social media. Being present on social media can absolutely be a positive thing for educators. You can get on Twitter and become a part of a personal learning network, a PLN, and they can give you great lesson plan ideas, activity ideas, articles on education. Pinterest is also a great way for educators to get ideas for anything from posters in their classroom to activities and things like that. However, we do need to make sure that as educators, we have a positive online identity. Your online identity and who you are as a person is super important, because that's how people who have never met you are going to perceive you. And you don't want to have pictures or videos online or anything like that that your students can access of you not being who they think you are. So as educators, we are examples in and outside of the classroom, and social media is a great way for us to improve that, but it can also be a really easy way for us to destroy that. So yeah, that is a huge topic, and self-identity on social media is a whole nother topic within itself. I just wanted it to be mentioned in my episode so that we're all aware of it and we all kind of understand the idea behind it. However, it shouldn't scare you away from using technology in your classroom, because there is a list provided by your district on what technologies you can use in the classroom. And there are also many ways that you can reach out to people to make sure that you have a professional online identity. So yeah, if any of you all need those, please ask in the comments and I will totally give them to you. That does bring me to a wrap on today's podcast. I know I ended with kind of a heavy topic, but I hope you all were able to take something away from this podcast today. And if you weren't, I hope it kind of just reassured you as an educator. And thanks so much for listening. I will see you all next week.